Assistant Coach Jimmy Quinlan joins us now. Jimmy, how you doing?
Good, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Wrestling's real.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. Majot's doing cartwheels right now just after he heard that. Derek Keenan comes back to your team. Now, I know he's been in constant communication with you and Jeff McComb, the coaches, but you know, how much of a boost is this going to be for your team having him behind the bench tomorrow night?
Oh, I think it'll be huge. I mean, I think, you know, where Derek helps us the most is he's just that calming presence. You can tell that when he's behind the bench, everyone just plays a little bit more relaxed and a little bit more with more within the system. And, you know, it's excellent to have his eyes back there because in terms of in-game adjustments, he's probably one of the best at just sitting back and analyzing the game, not saying too much, but saying the right thing. So it'll be a huge boost for us.
So now you talk about in-game adjustments, Jimmy. What adjustments didn't you guys make in that final 18 minutes against Minnesota when you know, you'd only given up three goals in the first 42 minutes, but then you allowed 11 in the last 18. What happened?
Well, I think what happened was we kind of pressed a little too much at the defensive end, and then on the offensive end, we went long stretches without the ball. They would score, they get a reset, and then they get the faceoff. We didn't do a good job winning the faceoff. And I think because of that, then offensively, when we got on the floor, we tended to stand around, not really move or not break to the ball. And Minnesota kind of pressed us full floor, and we struggled to understand the little things we need to do. And that's, I think, you know, where Derek really helps is with Jeff and myself kind of running both ends. Sometimes it's a more of a challenge to oversee the entire picture. And because that's really what Derek's job is, that's where it really helps.
Now, you've been in communication with him. I know he joked to me that he was like the worst fan ever. He thought he was just going to watch the games and enjoy it. He actually got a group of family and friends together to watch the games, and he said that didn't go over very well. Actually was sending text messages during the game to the coaches. I think he jokingly said, hey, you might want to cover Benesch in the first game. Was he texting you guys adjustments during the game, or was it more just lighthearted stuff?
A little bit of both. I think for him, he was just kind of, you know, echoing the same message that he would have told the players had he been in the room. So we relayed that message, and obviously in Buffalo, it really helped. And in, you know, Minnesota, it helped basically until we ran into the fourth quarter where, like I said earlier, we stood around on offense and tried to do too much on defense. So, you know, he was offering some comments in terms of situation stuff and in-game adjustments. And like I said earlier, he's very good at that. And the way he delivers the message is clear and concise and easy for players to understand. And, it'll be huge for us to have him on the bench tomorrow night.
You guys make a trade, Corey Small, that basically allows you to go back to the roster you had last year when you were 16-2, because his addition, and he's a very good player, but it forced you to change your righty-lefty ratio up front, then forced Davis to go to the back gate and forced some of your defensive guys who hadn't sat out to sit out. So is this one like just to get the team unity back to where it was? Was your team a little bit out of sync?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, Jared Davis did an excellent job for us defensively, but when we had him back there were times where we were lending him to the offense. So honestly, we were playing with kind of 7.5 old guys and 8.5 D guys. And what I noticed, and we noticed as a coaching staff in the game against Minnesota and even that first game against Buffalo, we didn't have the legs we wanted late in the game. And I think that was partly to, you know, a reason for that. So we're going to allow ourselves to put Davis back up front and get Riley Lowen some more touches and then get the ball in Mark Matthews and Zachary Stick a little bit more. So, you know, Corey Small, an excellent player, tremendous outside shooter. But when we started to watch the tape, it was, you know, very noticeable that him, Mark, and Zach kind of all like to play the same game. And it was fine when they weren't on the floor together, but when all three of them were on the floor together, it kind of led to a bit of a stagnant offense, a little bit of a stand-around offense. So we're just trying to get back to that recipe we had last year, which was so successful for us. And like you mentioned, we've got some very capable defenders that were having to sit out of the lineup just because we couldn't get them in. So now we feel like we can get back to what we're accustomed to and what we're used to, and hopefully it pays dividends this weekend.
Jimmy Quinlan, assistant coach of the Rush, on the road in Calgary tomorrow night on TSN2 and TSN.ca. 7 o'clock start. They take on the Roughnecks, who have been leaking goals. They've allowed 18 and 16. Jimmy, what have you seen as areas that they've been able to get exploited?
Well, I think both their games, you know, they're a team that if you talk to their coach, watch enough video about them, they like to play 5-on-5 lacrosse. And in their first 2 weeks, they fell victim to playing a bit more of a scattered game and trade chances. And that kind of led to the high scores. And you know, sure, they've let in a lot, but they've also scored a lot. So it's kind of one of those things where, you know, we've got to really focus on what we need to do and what we need to do to shut their offense down, because they are very potent. But, you know, defensively, what I've seen from them a little bit at times is they tend to maybe be a little bit over-aggressive, you know, defensively, and it tends to lead to high-scoring chances. So we know they'll be better. They always seem to be better when they play us. So we look forward to the challenge. And obviously, we want to be the team at the end of the weekend that is an 0-3.
Now, when you look at, you know, the intensity of this game, I know it's early in the season. It's only game three, Jimmy, but, you know, there's no ties in lacrosse. Somebody's going to be 0-3, and I think neither one of these teams or anybody in the league would have expected that. Do you think we'll see a little bit more intensity than we normally would in game three of a regular season game tomorrow?
Yeah, I know that, you know, our guys are, you know, full of value, ready to go here, so... obviously, the only time we played them thus far this season was in the preseason, and we handed it to them pretty good. And then the game ended, you know, kind of turned into a bit of a circus at the end. So they always seem to go that way when the two of us play. They're heated, and I think this one will probably take off where it did last year at the end of the season when they beat us in the playoffs.
When you go back to last season, you know, you guys were dominating that second game, and then, you know, kind of what we saw against Minnesota, you know, you didn't have a stop against Calgary. When you watch them, and you know their offense is very dangerous, led by Sean Evans, and, you know, Curtis Dixon has been a killer for you guys. What does your defense need to do to prevent one of those long runs of 5-6 goals that Calgary historically can do?
Well, obviously it would help if we can win that faceoff. Obviously, they got the best draw guy in the league in Jeff Snyder, so that would be one. But I think really, you know, what I notice and what we notice when we watch the film on Calgary is when they're effective, they're kind of guns a-blazing. They're not holding back. They keep coming at you in waves. And if you start to have success on them, they kind of change the nature of the game, be it they maybe hold a guy up and play 4-on-4 and or hold two guys up and play 3-on-3. And they almost open the game up to the point where they're inviting you to trade chances with them. And really, they're good at that game. They're good kind of when the game's up and down, running around, and it's funny because they do like to play so many 5-on-5 sets that I mentioned earlier. But I think for us defensively, what we really need to do is we just got to buy into our systems and continue to make sure, you know, when they swing the ball from east to west, that we have the right guy going out and pushing the ball in the right spot of the floor where we want it to go. And then I think with anything, we just got to continue to play hard. I think, you know, against Minnesota, we got up big and kind of relaxed a little bit, and it was the same thing, you know, in the playoffs last year at home against Calgary. We got up big and then kind of took our foot off the gas. Next, you know, they were the team carrying all the momentum going into that extra time game. So for us, it's really, you know, about finding that consistency and making sure that we're pushing the tempo for the full 60.
Jimmy, good luck tomorrow night. I know Rush fans will be watching on TSN, hoping to see your first victory of the season.
Thank you very much, Jason. Enjoy your evening.